They told me, they said, you got to do this song, you got to do that song, you know, you got to stand like this or act like this. I just don't get it, man. You know, I'm here to do what you want me to and what I want to do. Right? Okay.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
Hello, welcome to a Six String Hayride podcast, a journey through the world of classic country music with your hosts, Chris Wainscott and Jim O'Malley. We will be covering all of the great topics in country music, from mama to prison, to dancing, to drinking, to guitar picking, to all the crazy deal with the devil, honky-tonking stuff you do on Saturday night, and how you try to get it past your Lord on Sunday morning. So climb aboard the cart, and let's go. Melinda was mine till the time that I found her, holding Jim and loving him. Then Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought, me and Sue. But that died too.
You said one love, one life, when it's one need. In the night, one love, we get to share it. It leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down.
Hello, friends and fellow music lovers. Welcome to the Six String Hayride Classic Country and Beyond podcast. We're here today with another one of our Six String Hayride record reviews. We are continuing our discussion of the Johnny Cash American Recording Series. This brings us to Johnny Cash American 3, Solitary Man.
I'll be what I am. A solitary man, solitary man. I've had it to hear, be and where. Love's a small word, a part-time thing, a paper ring.
Solitary Man is the 66th studio album by Johnny Cash. It comes out on October 17th of 2000. American Recordings, with Rick Rubin producing. It's the third album in the American series, and it is the penultimate or next to last record to be released during Johnny Cash's lifetime. After American 2, Unchained comes out, Johnny had been having more and more health problems. He'd been hospitalized a few times with pneumonia. He had gone through several different neurological evaluations, at one point being diagnosed with Parkinson's, another point being diagnosed with something called Shy-Drager syndrome. The guy was in bad shape. Sometimes it's not the years, it's the miles. And a man like Johnny Cash is a hell of a lot of miles. As he says himself, he has been everywhere. So in 2000, mostly at Johnny's home studio in Hendersonville, Tennessee,
and a little bit out with Rick Rubin in Los Angeles. American 3 gets recorded. Solitary Man, again, comes out on October 17th of 2000. We have Rick Rubin producing. Now, with American 1, it's just Johnny sitting in a chair, playing guitar, telling his stories. With American 2, we get more of an ensemble feel. We get really what we get is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers backing up Johnny. And there's a lot fuller, there's fuller arrangements. There's more of a band type sound on American 2. And American 3 really kind of kicks that up. And
hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down.
When American 3 comes out, the Chicago Sun-Times reviews it, gives an excellent review, says that it's easily, you know, the strongest of the American series. One of the things that really stands out among the many covers is a song called The Mercy Seat by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
It all began when they took me from my home and put me on death row, a crime for which I'm totally innocent, you know. I began to warm and chill to objects and their feels, a ragged cup, a twisted mop, the face of Jesus in my soup, those sinister dinner deals, the meal trolley's wicked wheels, a hook bone rising from my food, and all things either good or ungood. And the mercy seat is waiting, and I think my head is burning, and in a way I'm yearning to be done with all this weighing of the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and anyway I told the truth.
In terms of the record itself, the collection of songs, there's 14 songs. And again, you know, 42 minutes. So nothing real long here, no real stretch out the jams kind of thing. We still have Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers as backup musicians here. But we get a little bit of a family affair. We get June Carter singing backup vocals. We get Laura Cash on fiddle. We get old friend Merle Haggard with guitar and vocals on a track called I'm Leaving Now.
Hold on, honey, I'd like to say I'm busting out and breaking away. I'm letting you go like a hot horseshoe. I can't take another heartache from you. Think about how it's gonna be when you start back to needing me. When your dancing shoes have lost their shine, I'm gonna be gone in mine. I'm leaving now. I'm leaving now. Get out of my face, get out of my place. I'm leaving now. Adios, I'm leaving now.
Yeah, the time had come when you trim the fat, feed the kitchen straps to the front seat cat. Bye-bye, baby, when the bills come due, you might have to give up a jewel or two. Eat your heart out anyway. It's hard as your head and it's cold as clay. It's all over now, you won't have me, your sugar daddy or your money tree.
I'm leaving now, yeah, I'm leaving now.
That's a Johnny Cash original. The other two Johnny Cash originals on here are Before My Time.
I know that hearts were loving long before I was here. And I'm not the first to ever cry in my bed or in my beer.
And Country Trash.
I got a crib full of corn and a turning plow, but the ground's too wet for the hopper now. Got a cultivator and a double tree, a leather line for the haw and gee. Let the thunder roll and the lightning flash, I'm doing all right for country trash.
A tune called Field of Diamonds that has the beautiful June Carter backup vocals and a little bit of help from Sheryl Crow as well.
Field of diamonds in the sky, silent beauty shining high. Are you tears the angels cry? Field of diamonds in the sky.
We get Marty Stewart on guitar. Him and Johnny go way, way back. And then we also have a fellow named Norman Blake playing guitar on the record. The album kicks off really strong. You know, and Johnny had been having a rough time with his health the last couple years before this record. And boom, right out of the gate with I Won't Back Down, the Tom Petty song.
Well, I know what's right. I got just one life in a world that keeps on pushing me around, but I stand my ground and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
At the point when this one comes out, it's been a few years since we've heard from Johnny. You know, this one comes out nearly 4 years after Unchained, and we have Johnny clearly becoming more fragile on some levels. And Jim mentioned some medical issues that Cash was dealing with, so this makes some sense. You know, we're only around 3 years prior to Johnny's death at this point, so it stands to reason that a man going through these issues is probably confronting his own mortality on some level, but it definitely translates through to the product. You can just hear so many emotions in the music.
Did I disappoint you or leave a bad taste in your mouth? You act like you never had love and you want me to go without. Well, it's too late tonight to drag the past out into the light. We're one, but we're not the same. We get to carry each other, carry each other, one.
And we're really not to the point in the Cash comeback where the public at large is really truly aware of it. So this is still like this huge renaissance moment for the diehard Cash fans who've been, you know, hoping and praying for 15 years, you know, at this point to please God let something happen good to him in terms of his recording career. And they're really seeing the fruits of those prayers at this point.
Up in the morning, out on a job, work like the devil for my pay, while that lucky old son got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
You know, they're getting these high quality, top-notch Cash albums, And, you know, one, okay, anyone could have, you know, enough in the tank to make one good record still. Two, well, okay, maybe that's just a fluke. But here we have our third incredibly high quality, top notch Johnny Cash record in a row. We're definitely in the midst of a nice run of writing and recording. A couple of the songs on this one, I Won't Back Down and One, are sometimes considered to be statements from Cash to his declining health. As far as I Won't Back Down goes, I don't find that one to be that surprising because, you know, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers had just been the house band for the prior album in this series. During the last album review, I said that Unchained was the record that everyone ran to after they heard Hurt for the first time, which, of course, we'll talk about that on the next review. But this was another one that drew a lot of post-Hurt interest. Of course, we get the more countrified cover of Would You Lay With Me in a Field of Stone. That one is written by David Allan Coe, but it was made famous and a big hit for Tanya Tucker.
Would you lay with me in a field of stone if my needs were strong? Would you lay with me? Should my lips grow dry, would you wet them, dear, in the midnight hour if my lips were dry?
After American Recordings had come out in 1994, that one had gone Billboard 110 and Billboard Country 23. So when Unchained comes out a couple of years later, we actually see those numbers recede a bit. We go from Billboard 110 all the way down to Billboard 170, and from Billboard Country 23 down to Billboard Country 26. So relatively decent as far as a country showing goes. In both cases, but, you know, it was a question of what was going to happen. Well, here we actually see explosive growth because Cash moves from Billboard 170 all the way up to Billboard 88, and then from Billboard Country 26 to Billboard Country 11. So, you know, Jim's right. The word is spreading within the old school Johnny Cash community, like Cash is back and these albums are selling. They're not selling to the public at large yet. They're not even selling to the more casual country fans necessarily, but they are clearly selling because Country 11 is nothing to sneeze at. You know, this is still a point in time in which album sales are huge.
Chris, when you mentioned the cover version Johnny does on the American 3 record of One, the U2 song, it instantly, to me, kind of brings to mind Johnny's ongoing love affair with Irish culture.
Later, someone put down into a song some of the things that Rosalie told Daniel. She said, "Daniel, there's a bloody war a-raging, and I've come to tell you that they're wanting you to fight. Go fight for Ireland, but come back to me, Daniel. I'll be waiting."
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling. From glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses fallen. It's you must go, and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. I'll be here, oh Danny boy, I'll miss you so.
And I think out of 5 stars, I am going to give American 3, 4.75. So I'm going with the 4.75. Johnny Cash with producer Rick Rubin, American 3, Solitary Man. If you don't own this record, you own it by dinner time tonight. Go out and get it and just listen to it. It is fantastic.
Yeah, that says it all.
For some people, small, beautiful events is what life is all about.
Hello, country.
I'd like to remind you to email us at sixstringhayride@yahoo.com. Six is spelled out. You can also search us on Facebook as Six String Hayride. Or what we'd really appreciate you doing is finding us on Patreon under Six String Hayride as well.
Well, folks, thanks again for joining your hosts, Chris Wainscott and Jim O'Malley, on the Six String Hayride Classic Country Podcast. We are here for all of your classic country, rockabilly, early rock and roll, little gospel, little blues, a lot of excellent country music themed recipes. And basically, we are here to keep your musical circle rockin', boppin', and very much unbroken. So thank you for sticking with us. We will see you down the road real soon. And again, whether it's in your home, in your community, wherever it is you do your thing, keep your circle unbroken. Stay well, stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
Oh, can the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a bitter home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. No, the circle won't be broken by and by, Lord, by and by.
Remember, the Force will be with you always.